this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I'd love for us to spend a few minutes in the tiny book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 25. The text says, "I will repay you for the years the locusts have eaten, the great locust and the young locust, the other locust and the locust swarm, my great army that I sent among you." Now, that makes zero sense, but here is the point of that text. God the divine can make up for our wasted time. He specializes in redeeming the rough seasons in our lives, and Lord knows we all have them. Now, this is true in regard to our heartache. It's true with our relationships. It is true with our work, and it's true with our finances. The Lord specializes in redeeming those difficult and hard seasons in our life. But what has become a torturous transition can also become a loving lesson. The Lord God can use the love that He has for you to draw you into a closer relationship with Him. And often, in the seasons where we need Him most, He has allowed those things to happen in our life so that He could indeed come back and He could repay us for the time, the energy, and the effort that we have lost. Have you ever heard that money is like time? But it's not true. When you lose money, you can make it again. When you lose time, it is gone forever, unless we allow the Lord God, to redeem that time. He uses love that He has for us to draw Him back to Himself. Where else can you go for eternal life than to one who is eternal? Just think about that and read John 6, 68. When we allow the divine to backfill this blot in our past, He can rebuild what has been broken and even destroyed. Now, you may have been embarrassed, you might have been humiliated, but this is not beyond God's ability of restoration. Injustice may have invaded your unsuspecting life, unaware and unexpected. Maybe you, like I have, lost everything that you spent a lifetime building, and poof, like in a twinkle of an eye, it was gone. Your career, your family teetered on division. I mean, your reputation was in danger and tattered, and maybe even obliterated. Your joy was gone. Your finances are empty. And the fact is, your energy might be sapped. And your faith, I find, at least in my seasons, can be full of bullet holes. Your desire to move forward in life had to have been severely stalled. Mine was. Worst of all, maybe you wondered, where was the Lord when all this mess was going on? You were on the fast track to bitterness because of feelings of betrayal. Maybe you've hit a rock bottom and now there's nowhere to look but up. But here's my encouragement. Look up to the divine. He is your hope, your rock. He is your refuge. Look to the Lord, even though He may seem a million miles away. Now, this is the time to practice what you've told others all these years. Trust God during this time of turmoil. God wants to backfill your loss. He can fill your pit of pity with hope. Now, if you don't believe that, read Psalm 40, verse 2. Your broken relationships that are buried in some mound or cistern of hurt, the Lord God can retrieve those with forgiveness. And into your financial black hole, He can shine the light of His provision and opportunity. My friend, in Jesus, your best days lay ahead. In this time when we're preparing for Easter, in a season to get ready, while we're looking for daily ahas, I want to encourage you to seek the Lord today and let Him redeem and recover that which was lost. Maybe it's your desire to live for Christ that's lost. Maybe it's your finances that were gone. Maybe it is your trust that's gone. Maybe it's your marriage or your children. But the Lord specializes in redeeming those things for us. Lean into and lean on the Lord. He can indeed handle it. He is your stability in this storm of insanity. God is there for you to rebuild your reputation, to give you daily doses of hope and encouragement, and your eruption of raw emotion will grow into a more sensitive and compassionate follower of Jesus. My friend, He has brought you through this crisis of faith to allow you to coach and share Him with others that are going through the same. You are a living and breathing testimony of the grace and the love of the divine. So why not? Let's just go live like it today and let him recover and redeem that which we've lost. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you this Sunday at Sugar Hill Church for our live services at 9:30 and 11. And of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.